Welcome to the 11th episode of the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, where we're reading through the Bible in a year. My name is Steve Webb, and I'm your host. Thank you for being here today. By the way, if you'd like to email me, you can at steve@lifespringmedia.com. I'd love to hear from you. What do you like about the show, and even ideas on what you think might make the show better? It's Wednesday, so we're going to read Psalms 3 through 5. Chapter 3 will be the New American Standard Bible, Chapter 4 will be the New Living Translation, and Chapter 5 will be the World English Bible. Let's get started. Psalms Chapter 3. O Lord, how my adversaries have increased! Many are rising up against me. Many are saying of my soul, there is no deliverance for him in God. Selah. But you, O Lord, are a shield about me, my glory, and the one who lifts my head. I was crying to the Lord with my voice, and he answered me from his holy mountain. Selah. I lay down and slept. I awoke, for the Lord sustains me. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people who have set themselves against me round about. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for you have smitten all my enemies on the cheek. You have shattered the teeth of the wicked. Salvation belongs to the Lord. Your blessing be upon your people. Selah. Psalm 4. Answer me when I call, O my God, who is right and good. You have made a way for me when I needed help. Be kind to me and hear my prayer. O sons of men, how long will you turn my honor into shame? How long will you love what is of no use and run after lies? Know that the Lord has set apart him who is godlike for himself. The Lord hears when I call to him. Shake with anger and do not sin. When you are on your bed, look into your hearts and be quiet. Give the gifts that are right and good, and trust in the Lord. Many are asking, who will show us any good? Let the light of your face shine on us, O Lord. You have filled my heart with more happiness than they have when there is much grain and wine. I will lie down and sleep in peace. O Lord, you alone keep me safe. Psalm 5. Give ear to my words, Yahweh. Consider my meditation. Listen to the voice of my cry, my King and my God, for to you do I pray. Yahweh, in the morning you shall hear my voice. In the morning I will lay my requests before you and will watch expectantly. For you are not a God who has pleasure in wickedness. Evil can't live with you. The arrogant shall not stand in your sight. You hate all workers of iniquity. You will destroy those who speak lies. Yahweh abhors the bloodthirsty and deceitful man. But as for me, in the abundance of your loving kindness, I will come into your house. I will bow toward your holy temple in reverence to you. Lead me, Yahweh, in your righteousness because of my enemies. Make your way straight before my face. For there is no faithfulness in their mouth. Their heart is destruction. Their throat is an open tomb. They flatter with their tongue. Hold them guilty, God. Let them fall by their own counsels. Thrust them out in the multitude of their transgressions, for they have rebelled against you. But let all those who take refuge in you rejoice. Let them always shout for joy because you defend them. Let them also who love your name be joyful in you, for you will bless the righteous. Yahweh, you will surround them with favor as with a shield. Which of those psalms spoke to you, beloved? For me, it was the fourth one. In these very troubled days, there are many who make terrible and slanderous lies about people they don't agree with. It's become an epidemic if you believe what you see on the news and especially social media. But putting aside the politics of it all, it's good to remember that if you are right with God, you can indeed lie down in peace. Tomorrow, we'll read Job chapters 3 and 4. I'm so glad you decided to join me today because you are the reason for the existence of the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. Tell your friends about the show and be sure that you're subscribed so that you don't miss an episode. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.